Yukta Vishuddhatma Vijitatma Jitendriyaha Sarvabhuta Prabhutatma Kurvanapi Nalipyate Yoga Yuktaha. Engaged in devotional service.
Engaged in devotional service.
Vishuddha Atma.
Vishuddha Atma.
A purified soul.
Purified soul.
Vijita Atma.
Vijita Atma.
Self-controlled.
Self-controlled.
Jitta Indriyaha.
Jitta Indriyaha.
Having conquered the senses.
Having conquered the senses.
Sarvabhuta,
Sarvabhuta,
to all living entities.
To all living entities.
Atmabhuta,
Atmabhuta,
Atma,
Atma,
compassionate.
Compassionate.
Kurvan api,
Kurvan api,
although engaged in work.
Although engaged in work.
Na,
na,
never.
Never.
Lipyate,
Lipyate,
is entangled.
Is entangled.
One who works in devotion, who is a pure soul and who controls his mind and senses, is dear to everyone, and everyone is dear to him. Though always working, such a man is never entangled. Purport. One who is on the path of liberation by Krishna consciousness is very dear to every living being, and every living being is dear to him. This is due to his Krishna consciousness. Such a person cannot think of anyone, cannot think of any living being as separate from Krishna. Just as the leaves and branches of a tree are not separate from the tree. He knows very well that by pouring water on the root of the tree, the water will be distributed to all the leaves and branches. Or by supplying food to the stomach, the energy is automatically distributed throughout the body. Because one who works in Krishna consciousness is servant to all, he is very dear to everyone. And because everyone is satisfied by his work, he is pure in consciousness. Because he is pure in consciousness, his mind is completely controlled. And because his mind is controlled, his senses are also controlled. Because his mind is always fixed on Krishna, there's no chance of his being deviated from Krishna. Nor is there a chance that he will engage his senses in matters other than the service of the Lord. He does not like to hear anything except topics relating to Krishna. He does not like to eat anything not offered to Krishna. And he does not wish to go anywhere if Krishna is not involved. Therefore, his senses are controlled. A man of controlled senses cannot be offensive to anyone. One may ask, why then was Arjuna offensive in battle to others? Wasn't he in Krishna consciousness? Arjuna was only superficially offensive because, as already explained in the second chapter, all the assembled persons on the battlefield would continue to live individually, as the soul cannot be slain. So, spiritually, no one was killed on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Only their dresses were changed by the order of Krishna, who was personally present. Therefore, Arjuna, while fighting on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, was not really fighting at all. He was simply carrying out the orders of Krishna in full Krishna consciousness. Such a person is never entangled in the reactions of work.
Om Kyana Timiran Tasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Veena Bhutane Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Vidhati Sapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padukamavam Sri Guru Vaishnavascha Sri Rupam Shabhashatam Shahagana Gavantan Tan Stam Sadivam Shadvaitam Shabhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitam Nadevam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Navita Sri Vishakam Vitam Vishya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tata Kanchana Golangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Holi Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Prabhasanto Pyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Yoga Yukta Vishuddhatma. Yoga Yukta Vishuddhatma Vijitatma Ajitendri Sarva Bhutatma Bhutatma Kurvam Napi Nalipyate. Yoga Yukta means connected with Krishna in Krishna consciousness. Yoga means connection. Connection means that you're there, Krishna's there, and devotional service is there. Yoga Yukta, always engaged in Krishna consciousness. Who's always engaged in Krishna consciousness? Vishuddhatma. The person whose consciousness is purified. Yesham tvantukatam papam jananam punyakarma Tedvan Mumoha Nirvamta Vajante Maam Yata Vata. The Krishna conscious person has come to the end of all sinful activities, finished with sinful activities. No intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating, no illicit sex. And chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Therefore, he's a pure soul. Vishuddhatma. Or his mind is pure. Atma means soul, Atma means body also. Body, Atma means mind. Everything is pure. Soul is pure by nature, but it's contaminated by contact with this material world. But the Krishna conscious person is in contact with Krishna. And therefore, he resumes his natural spiritual quality. Vishuddhatma. He's pure-hearted. Vishuddhatma. And Vijitatma, self-controlled, Jitendriya, because his senses are engaged in the service of the Lord. Conquering the senses means not stopping the senses. Stopping the senses is practically not possible anyway. Nahi kaschit kshanam api jatitustachukarma. No one can stop acting even for a moment. It's our nature to be active. But the Krishna conscious person is active in the service of Krishna. Therefore, because his senses are always engaged in Krishna's service, they don't have the opportunity to be engaged in Maya's service. And the secret of Krishna consciousness is always to be engaged. Chanting Hare Krishna, reading about Krishna, speaking about Krishna, doing some practical service for Krishna. Always engaged in Krishna's business. This is Jitendriya. And Sarva Bhutatma Bhutatma. Everyone is dear to him. Because Krishna is dear to him. The genuine devotee loves Krishna. And in relationship to Krishna, he sees all living entities as part and parcel of Krishna. Yasmin sarvani bhutani atmanyevan pashyati sarva bhuteshu chatmanam tatopana vidurusate Yasmin sarvani bhutani atmanyevan bhud vijanata tatrako mahakashonvai patam anupashyataha. He always sees everyone in relationship to Krishna. Everyone and everything. Everything is Krishna's property. Everyone is a servant of Krishna. He sees that way. Therefore, he treats everyone with that understanding. He acts for them. He's the servant of everyone. He's the servant of everyone. One time Prabhupada was explaining first class man, second class man, third class man, fourth class man. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Someone challenged, which class are you? I said, I'm fifth class because I'm serving all the others. Another time, and Prabhupada, after he had his stroke, he was in the hospital in 1967. And the nurse asked, do you belong to that highest caste in India? What is that called? Prabhupada said, Krishna conscious. Pandita Samadarshana. A devotee sees that everyone is spirit soul. Only in conditioned life they're suffering because of having forgotten Krishna. Anartho pasavam sakshat bhakti yoga adhokshaja. Lokasya janto vidvan chakre sattva samhita. Miseries of conditioned life are superficial to us. They have nothing to do with us. How is that? The Lord Kapildev gives an example that this material world is just like a dream. I'm dreaming I'm this body, I'm dreaming I'm a spirit soul. So it's like a man who dreams that he sees his head cut off in a dream. Horrible dream, you're seeing your head cut off. But if you think about it, if you're seeing your head cut off, then you must be okay. And that's our position. We're seeing so many terrible things. But if I'm not this body, what do I have to do with any of this? Therefore it's said, yes, means to tell the Duke Guru Nabi. Even in the midst of the greatest difficulties, Krishna conscious person remains fixed in Krishna consciousness. His concern, he's not worried about his own welfare. He knows I'm not this body, I'm part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna will protect me, Krishna will maintain me. What is the difficulty? He's maintaining so many elephants, maintaining so many ants. What is the difficulty in maintaining one or two small devotees? So he doesn't worry about his own well-being, but he worries about the welfare of others. Sarva Bhuta, Atma Bhuta Atma, he's compassionate to others.
Lokanam itakari lakyuvane. The Goswamis were big men. They were very big. Aristocratic, super wealthy. Raghunath Das Goswami was married to, by the arrangement of his parents, to a girl who was like the goddess of fortune. Like multi-millionaires. Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami had the top posts in the government. No pictures, please. They're distracting. Goswamis gave up. They had aristocracy, big, moving in the highest circles. They had money. They had everything. Chaktva turna mashesha mandalam. Gave it up. As if sarad atushtava. As if it were insignificant. Bhutva dina ganesha gokul. And they adopted the dress of beggars and the occupation of mendicants. Lokanabhitakari mantra for the benefit of others. Therefore, dhida dhida janam. They were dear to everyone, to the gentle and to the ruffians, the law-abiding persons and the outlaws. They all loved Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Because they saw it, they had no material interest. The whole world is full of men who are all self-interested, greedy, conniving, what's in it for me. They'll tell you anything just to bugger you up so they can get something out of you. But everyone could see that Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, had no such interest. They were just interested in the welfare of everyone. Everyone was dear to them. And therefore they were dear to everyone. Even when husband and wife, of course it always happens that husband and wife have some dispute, some quarrel, comes with the territory. Well, they, Brijbasis, when they had some quarrel, they used to go to Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, sir, this is the problem. And they used to sort it out for them. Goswamis used to sort it out. Just out of affection for them. They were the biggest men in the government. But then they were sorting out people's family squabbles for the bridge bosses. But more important, Nana Shastra Vicharana. They were very expert in understanding the Shastras, so many books of Vedic knowledge. Nana Shastra Vicharana, Sattarma Samstak. And they wanted to establish Sattarma. What is Sattarma? Sattarma means the eternal occupation of the living being. And what is that occupation? To be engaged always in the service of Krishna. Samsthapaka. To establish it very firmly. Samsthapaka. Nana Shastra Vicharane Kundalini Sattarma Samsthapaka. Lokana Mittagadi Kuchipurane. Out of compassion for the welfare of others. Lokanam, for everyone. Lokanam hitakari, doing good to others. Everyone's interested in doing good to him, for himself, or for his family, nation maybe. But they don't know what's actually good. They don't even know what's good for themselves.
and what to speak of doing good to others. But the Goswamis were not engaged in mundane welfare activities. They were engaged in the ultimate welfare activity. They were engaged in the, in the ultimate welfare activity. And what were they doing? They were writing books. They were writing books on the science of Krishna. Some topical to establish things very firmly. They established temples also. Rupa Goswami established the Govindaji temples, Sanatana Goswami, Madan Mohan. All the Goswamis established. But more important still, they were writing books. Srila Prabhupada, the spiritual master, also encouraged Srila Prabhupada that if you ever get money, print books. Because so much understanding can be distributed in the form of these books of spiritual knowledge. And by reading even one page, a person's life can change. This is the real welfare work. Publish books about the science of Krishna and to distribute them profusely to everyone. The hospitals, the welfare organizations, they may accomplish some temporary small thing, but this distribution of Krishna consciousness can solve all problems. Because if I go back to Godhead, what other problem do I have? I'm busy piecemeal trying to solve this problem, that solved problem, the AIDS problem, the mixture of professors A on the plane, the water problem, conservation of water is the problem. More in the towns than in the big cities. Water's a problem. You have water problems, you have health problems. You have financial problems, you have marital problems, you have psychological problems, you have problems on top of problems. And then you have all these solutions which create more problems. By one stroke, Krishna consciousness, one can rise above the problems. Kurvanapi nalipite means that one acts in such a way that he's not entangled even while acting. In the material world, everyone is acting and becoming entangled. Ayukta kama karayana palayasaktam kapita. Everyone is becoming entangled because they're acting for sense gratification. They're getting entangled. Person, even while acting, he's not entangled because his actions are not mine. His actions are devotional service. And devotional service comes under the protection of the spiritual energy, the internal energy of the Lord. And therefore our business is to always be engaged in Krishna's service and to do everything we can to engage others in Krishna's service. On this connection, I think the Sankirtan Marathon is upon us, just coming soon. That affords a special opportunity for spreading this knowledge. And we'll see, the more we distribute Krishna consciousness, the more you give away, the more you get. The more you give away, the more you get. And the more you get, the more you have to give away. That's called Anandam, the ocean of bliss and increases. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama.
What questions tonight, if any?
I just want to find out what impels someone that knows that acting for sense gratification or entanglement and still it, that person carries on acting in this way.
That was the subject matter of our class in Durban this morning. It's explained in the 11th canto that people know, they can see what the outcome is going to be. And they're acting in such a way that it's going to catch up with them. But because of the mode of passion, because their minds are contaminated by the mode of passion, even though they see the consequences, they do it anyway. Pramattasya, be mad. What kind of madness? It's a loony bin down here. Simple example that well, people know that cigarette smoking is bad for your health, and yet they do it because they're controlled by their senses. People know that AIDS is like outrageously prevalent, and still they sleep around in gang at the risk of their lives. Where's the sense? But kama hatred, growth hatred, because of desires born of the mode of passion, they're practically helpless. They're just dragged along by their desires. Tasmat tvam indriyaniyadam. Therefore, one has to control the mind and senses from the very beginning by engaging them in the service of Krishna. Okay. Something else? Yes. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada explains in the first canto how that Queen Kunti and the Pandavas, because of the struggle and tribulations and problems throughout their lives, that they received more mercy than Mother Devaki herself.
Yes, Devaki had her husband to protect her. Pandavas had no one, and Krishna took on the job.
Yeah.
Is that a question, though?
Yeah. It is maybe a question I would say. So,
yeah, good statement.
The question part would be, if I could just have to...
Not?
Sorry?
The question part would be?
The question part would be, Prabhupada explains that also, that because they have more problems, when a devotee experiences more problems and tribulations, then they get more of the shelter of Krishna.
Mm. Yeah. There's some mention that when the coward boys saw the forest fire and their lives were threatened, they were looking toward the Krishna the way a dying man looks at a picture of Lord Vishnu. That means when things are very difficult, the person who's trained in Krishna consciousness will find his mind automatically turning to Krishna.
Bits and pieces. Okay.
Is that okay? Another question or another comment? Okay, I have a question. You guys going to do big for the marathon? Thinking about it? Who's thinking about doing something? Okay. Good. Those who are thinking about it already, that's good. Those who are not thinking about it, maybe you don't know what it is, you might be visiting or you might be new around here, as they say. But we have a program going to distribute many, many books, especially in November and December. And we, you notice they have marathon races and we just go and go and go. So we make an all-out attempt to distribute these transcendental books because they're so beneficial. They're so beneficial. And everyone can get involved if you've never distributed a book before. It's a transcendental occupation to give, to share this spiritual knowledge with others. If you've never done it before, you're welcome. Devotees will show you how they do it. And you can also do something, even if you have an hour or whatever, a day or a week. And you can start to see really wonderful things happen. You get a wonderful feeling when you give something. Even if you give a mundane thing to somebody, you give a gift, and the person says, "Oh, thank you very much." You feel that you gave something. But what to speak of giving something valuable? You know, usually we just give all this trash to people, and they say, "Oh, thank you so much." What to speak of giving the most valuable thing there is? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, there's nothing as sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. So if you, when you engage in giving people, sharing with people this transcendental knowledge, you get an extra special taste of Krishna consciousness. And those who are already doing it, they enjoy the opportunity to do more and more and more. So, let's see what will happen. Something good. Any other questions, comments? Yes.
You were speaking about how the six Goswamis had given themselves to. I'm just sort of like asking, how does one get out of the absorption of self?
How does one get out of?
The absorption of self. What is thinking of
absorption of self? By doing something for others.
When, like, you have no. Because, like, I personally would depend on the result of something. So I may doubt that if I actually get out of that and enter into the mood of.
Well, you have your doubts, but if you do it, you'll see how it's nice. It's nice. The whole world is self-centered, but the result of this self-centeredness is suffering. Everybody's clashing in their aspirations, and everyone's scrambling to get as much as they can out of any place. But they don't know the secret of happiness. The secret of happiness is to be satisfied with whatever comes by nature's accord and to distribute this knowledge to others. Something else? Yes?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. And if he?
He himself, the Bhagavad Gita as it is that we are using now.
Mm-hmm.
Was he using the same Bhagavad Gita as it is, or was it?
Was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur using the same Bhagavad Gita as it is? No, not exactly the same. He, of course, his edition was Sanskrit or Bengali, not English. And everything is, it's the same, I mean, the same message Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Pratyaja. In his edition also it said the same thing, surrender everything to Krishna. But this Bhagavad Gita as it is, has, although it presents the same message, it also takes into account the need to spread Krishna consciousness in countries outside of India. And so Prabhupada's purports sometimes speak of his experience in spreading Krishna consciousness in the Western world, or take particular care to make things clear for a non-Indian audience. So there's a special taste in Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is, although it's the same message. Is that? And there was a first part to your question, which by now I've forgotten.
If he was specific to Srila
specifically asked to write a particular book, no, not that I know of. If you ever get money, print books. But of course he would have seen that his spiritual master was mainly preaching from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you look at it, Prabhupada chose all the, he cherry-picked it. If you pick the best books, Bhagavad Gita is universally acclaimed as the essential book of yoga, transcendental knowledge. He probably did that. Then Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Purana, the spotless Purana, the essence of all Vedic knowledge, Saram, Saram, Dharatam. Prabhupada does that. And then Chaitanya Charitamrita, which especially embodies all the truths of confidential knowledge, confidential and more confidential. That was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's favorite book. So Prabhupada chose all the best books. And that gives us all the best stuff to distribute. Something else? Shall we end here?